Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Jürgen Kornen. He's the Regional Director, Business Development APAC of DTEC Transport Engineering Solutions, based in Thailand. First and foremost, Jürgen, very welcome to this interview.
Hello, Bo. Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Thank you for having me for this interview, and good to see you again. Savadee Krap from Thailand.
Thank you. And if you can serve a cold beer while you do that, that'll be great. Okay, as I always do with my accused or interviewees, I allow them a chance to elaborate on their career leading up to the current position. And I think you have a distinguished career with some very reputable company. Can you tell us more, please?
Yeah, I can, certainly. So it's a little bit a longer story, maybe. But let me try to make it short. Actually, I started my career in a totally different area of business. So I was, let's say, after my first apprenticeship, what I don't want to mention here, I worked in construction. Mm-hmm. In that time in Germany, we developed big industrial areas and mining areas. In that days, it was still a big business in Germany, steel, coal, all these kind of things. So I worked in a company who was developing these kind of industrial areas. And I worked with them like approximately 6 years. Mm-hmm. But because that was a quite, let's say, very manual work, hands-on approach, I decided after these 6 years to give my career a turn and do something what needs a little bit more, let's say, brain power, don't get me wrong, but not only muscle and hands, but also brain. And then I decided to move to an engineering company called, in that days, Polysius AG in Germany. And I did a vocational apprenticeship with them. As industrial clerk focusing on logistics. Mm-hmm. This company, Polysius, in that days was very famous and located in Beckum, what was considered as the epicenter of cement in Germany.
Right.
Because many, many companies in those days were located there, not only cement factories, but also companies doing this kind of business for cement factories. Mm-hmm. So I finished my apprenticeship with them. Started working in the logistics company. So then we're coming slowly to my shipping career. After some years in doing organization management of mainly spare parts for cement factories, I also did my Bachelor of Logistics. Mm-hmm. with the job. And then continued working for Polysius for 25 years. Mm-hmm. So Polysius was taken over by ThyssenKrupp in a friendly takeover. It was before it was Krupp, then it was Hoesch Krupp, then it was ThyssenKrupp. And finally, after 25 years, after, let's say, many things from old Polysius changed to be ThyssenKrupp, I decided then it is a good time now to change again after 25 years. When I turned 50, it was the same time. And then I did something totally weird. I moved the site. So from being a logistics director in an EPC company, I moved to a freight forwarder. Mm-hmm. And not only that, I moved to a freight forwarder, I also changed country. So I moved to Thailand.
Nice.
And then I started working for Hansa Mai Global Transport in Thailand.
Yes.
As a managing director for Thailand and Vietnam. What was a shorter period of time in my career. So after not even 2 years, I left them again. But as I liked Thailand quite a lot and Southeast Asia quite a lot, I decided to establish my own company here. Mm-hmm. Called Bangkok Survey and Consult. I run 3.5 years, and Bangkok Survey and Consult was already focusing on loss prevention surveys, loading surveys, all kind of technical support. Mm-hmm. For European clients. Mm-hmm. In Thailand. And in that day, I started my first ties also to my now employer, to whom I come later.
Yeah.
So the next step, the next step of my career in Thailand was that I moved to Rhinos Project Logistics in Bangkok as a managing director of the Thailand setup. and I worked for them nearly 3 years here, until the next step come that I say, okay, now we build a house in Phuket. So I wanted to work from home office in Phuket. Yeah. What we all learned during the COVID period, that this is possible to work from home.
Yes.
But with this decision, there was also the next step in the career that I decided to go back to engineering and join DTEC Transport Engineering Solutions.
Okay.
So, and that is where I'm now. So okay. Here I am back in engineering, and okay. The circle is slowly closing, I would say.
Well, let's say the circle is closing with sunshine and Phuket. I mean, it sounds to me like a kind of happy closing.
Yeah. Yeah, happy closing.
So Jürgen, just to get a background, I mean, DTEC Transport Engineering, it's part of DEUGRO, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, yes. It's a part of the group of the DEUGRO group of companies. Same like D-Ship is part of DEUGRO,
yes.
D-Haulage and D-Tech.
Okay, so what is important, of course, to understand, since many of our viewers are also project forwarders who are always looking to find good solutions. What is very clear, because of course DEUGRO has a good name being a global project forwarder. What is important to clarify is that basically you are totally independent and you need to provide your own good result, and you can sell your skill and know-how to anyone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So in 2016, the DEUGRO management actually separated DTEC from DEUGRO. So before it was a division within DEUGRO.
Mm-hmm.
And then the management saw already the demand, the external demand of transport engineering on the market, and then decided to separate DTEC or rename it as well to DTEC, to the own brand. And we are totally different, a totally separate legal entity,
mm-hmm.
Approaching external clients. So okay. DEUGRO is as well a client of ours.
Yeah.
But we are very much looking now to approach external clients in different areas of the world.
Yeah. And you have the experience you have from Asia is in several countries there, isn't it?
That's true. So my experience started with Polysius in those days, because Polysius was very strong in Southeast Asia.
Right.
Actually, my first experience when I started working for Polysius was in the Philippines. Then I moved to the other side of the globe. I did a lot of jobs in South America and Central America. But then we come back to Southeast Asia, and I was very busy in Malaysia. We set up a local manufacturing base actually in Malaysia with an office in Kuala Lumpur and manufacturers in Shah Alam in this area. That was a very interesting time, because that was also the shift, let's say, to digitization within our manufacturing organization. So because we had to transfer all these data from Malaysia then to Germany and so further and so on, and I was involved in this, and also in solutions for packing and for minimizing the volume what we had to ship, because in those days nobody was really looking to how volume is the cargo that we ship. But then we start to getting more and more in competition also to Japanese and Chinese manufacturers. So, and that was a very big topic, that we minimized our volume, for example, to be shipped in Malaysia. And then we had a lot of business in Vietnam, where we built actually one cement factory after the other, to say it like this. And I was like frequently, like all 3 months actually in Vietnam, to make loss prevention surveys already in that time with insurance companies, to attend unloadings in the various ports of Vietnam at that time, because it was many things were very rudimental in this time. So we had to be always where the action was, and that was all over Vietnam in these times.
Right.
So, and after that, I made my experience in Indonesia and in China,
mm-hmm.
Before then finally moving to Thailand, and being here responsible also for markets like Myanmar, like Vietnam, as I mentioned earlier, Thailand for sure. I have my experience in Laos, in Cambodia. Yeah. So I know this area quite a bit.
Okay, that's really interesting. So if let's say you have a small and medium-sized project forwarder, they're doing something inland in Laos and they need some specialist, whether this or that is feasible, or this or that heavy lift can be transported and how to plan it, then it's something that you could offer your services, like a consultant, basically, isn't it?
Exactly. So a lot of or big part of our work is consultancy services. So that we offer method state or that we offer route surveys to start with this, that we work on feasibility studies, and that we really go the road and go on the road and check what is possible in these countries and make like hybrid surveys where we have a tool where you have always a bird's view of what you see on the road where we drive and take pictures and measure all the bridges, the tunnels and whatever, to make a solid route survey and these kind of things. And we offer this to everybody who has demand and who wants to work with us.
I must say I'm very impressed by your experience. I mean, you come really from big industrial business and German technology. They have been everywhere. You mentioned cement plants, chemical plants, and that requires a lot of know-how. And you've been out in the bush, so to speak.
Yeah, I was in quite a lot of bushes in my life. That is true. As I mentioned earlier, if it was Guatemala or if it was Peru or if it was Mexico or Brazil, I have been everywhere there. That Polysius was not only focusing on cement, they had cement and minerals. And minerals plants are partly even the items, the single heavy lifts are much bigger than of a cement factory.
Yes.
You have to deliver these sack mills, you need to segment them in various parts, otherwise they are not even, it's not possible to transport them.
Right.
So we went up all these mountains and go into all the valleys to find a way to transport this equipment. And sometimes it was really critical because there are no roads, right? You have to build roads. There are no ports. You have to build jetties. Everything what is interesting and what is fun, that is what we did in these years. Yeah,
fantastic. No, I think I have a... Since I'm from Denmark, we have a famous company in my country called FL Schmidt, and they also, I'm sure you've heard about them. They also do,
about them.
Of course, cement plants and minerals. A little bit same like Polysius. I suppose they were competing with Polysius in those days.
They are competing, and they're even buying now a part. It was just confirmed by the authorities that this merger can really be effective. Okay.
Okay.
They purchased the mining part of ThyssenKrupp business unit cement or business unit mining.
Right.
So they took over this part. And I think end of August, everything is fixed and sealed. And then the ex ThyssenKrupp Fördertechnik will then be FLS.
Interesting. Let's put it this way, good names from the past disappear once the money is right.
We had this example right now, right, in the shipping market.
As we say, the ship owners are now so happy and flush with cash and everything is fully booked. So I think they would like Corona to continue.
I agree.
Now, anyway, but that means with a base in Thailand, you could then, if needed, you have contacts, or you would then go yourself, or how does it work? Let's say if the project is in Kalimantan, would you then be going there, or would you have some local assets in place? Or
so the organization DTEC worldwide is approximately, now we are growing, so that's why I'm saying approximately 35 people.
Okay.
So we have a hub here in Manila in the Philippines where we have six engineers.
Okay.
So then we have the same size in the USA.
Okay.
And then we have an office, or we have a setup in Taiwan. We have one in Dubai, and we have our main office in Bremen.
Okay.
So where the most people of the most engineers, port captains, are located.
Right.
So, and if we got a demand here from one of our clients right now, I'm going back to the office in Manila, and they will provide manpower engineers for me who are doing the job here in APEC, in Southeast Asia.
Okay,
very. So I'm getting a little bit too old and too stiff now to climb up mountains.
you look very fit to me.
But anyhow, I mean, I'm also a certified cargo surveyor.
Oh yeah.
So theoretically, I could do that. I could go to the port and do loading surveys or unloading surveys.
Yes. Yes.
But honestly, the guys that we have sitting in the offices are much, much more skilled than me. And there is a very professional team. I can say that I'm very impressed. You know, I'm just 1.5 months working with them.
Yeah.
And I know from my experience the work from other companies, right? And when I see what is DTEC doing, how professional they work, I'm really impressed, and I'm not shy to go to everybody and to compete against everybody with this professional work and with this quality of work what we are providing.
It's very impressive to hear, and that's also why I'm very happy that we're going to meet up in October in Phuket when we have the conference there. As you know, Project Cargo Weekly is part of the CLC Projects Group.
Yes, so, I love that.
we call it a group in order to camouflage that we are only about 8 people. But anyways, sometimes small is beautiful, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I absolutely agree. Absolutely. I mean, I worked in huge companies, you know, ThyssenKrupp, and that days about 200,000 people.
Yeah.
Now I'm in a company with 35 people, and guess where I'm more happy. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. That's the key. You feel you have some response where you are now.
Yes, absolutely.
Is your plan just here at the end? Is your plan to kind of retire in Thailand ultimately? I mean, you said you built a house there. Is that kind of you're there to stay, so to speak?
Yeah, that's so. I'm married here to a very beautiful Thai woman.
Okay,
so
fantastic.
She's not listening, but it's true.
Okay.
That was also actually a very interesting story how I met her, because I was coming to Thailand in order to work. I was not looking for a wife. I had a divorce behind me, you know. I was actually interested in relationships. But as it is, I came from Indonesia, actually. We had a problem in Indonesia, and a business friend of mine called me. He just arrived in Bangkok. And he said, do you want to go for a wine or something? I said, man, I'm so tired. I really don't want to go out, you know. And then there was one of these networking events in that evening where they connect German and Thai business partners and these kind of things. And he just convinced me to go there. So, and we went there, had our first wine, and then I saw her. So it was actually my first real day in Bangkok. Yeah. And I saw her and we talked to each other. And since then we are together.
Okay. Fantastic.
So, it's fantastic. Yeah.
It is.
And she had her base in Chiang Mai. She studied in Chiang Mai. So she convinced me first to go to Chiang Mai, what I didn't like so much, mainly because of weather conditions, not because of the city and the people. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I was working 8 years, like, I want to go to the beach, you know, I want to go to Phuket. And finally she agreed.
Okay, great.
And that's why we are building a house now here in Phuket.
Yeah.
Nice. I will have my home office as well. Very nice home office working from here. But yeah, traveling all over Southeast Asia and APEC. Yeah. And yeah, if I retire one day, what will certainly take a while, I will stay for sure in Thailand. Yes.
No. I do understand you. There's a lot to be said about. I have several friends who retired in Thailand, and they find kind of happiness there. The weather is good, and also you can live healthily. I mean, of course there are dangers everywhere, but you can. Fruits, food, fish. I mean, and you don't have these long winters.
Yeah, that's true. Not that long. But also here, I mean, when talking about retirement, I have sometimes conversations about this topic. Actually, if you are expert, or let's say localized experts working here, living here, the wish to retire is not that high, you know, because.
No.
My community, my friends, is a business community, are people doing business.
Yeah.
And that's why there is no plan to say, okay, I'm turning 60 next year, and with 65 I will retire.
No.
No. You it's know, it's just continuing. It's not like working like a horse anymore, you know, to stay in the community, to be helpful to others with your contacts, with your experiences and these kind of things. This is kind of fulfilling in a way.
Yeah, no. I fully understand. I've seen some examples of people who finally retire after a hard life and 2 months later, they're dead because they have nothing to do or there's no meaning with life. And you cannot play golf every day. Well, I know somebody who does, but...
anyway. Yeah, I know also some of these people, but yeah.
But listen, Jörg, it's very interesting. It strikes me that you found a perfect balance between keeping busy and also having a fantastic life where you are. It's really most interesting. And also your capability within engineering. I look forward to hear more about when we meet in Thailand. Yeah. But for now, I want to say formally on behalf of Project Cargo Weekly, many, many thanks for giving input to this interview, Jürgen. Thank you.
Yeah, I have to thank you for the time and for the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Most welcome. To all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview. And this time, our special guest of honor has been Mr. Jürgen Konen with one of the longest titles I've ever seen. But I see if I can Regional Director of Business Development APAC of DTEC Transport Engineering Solutions.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah, so I did it right. Maybe I can become a trainee with you.
So, you're most welcome, yeah.
So to all of you, viewing, thank you very much and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.